Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you didn't know, our state has a program providing professional development and training for South Carolina-based film crews, production professionals, independent filmmakers, and students. It's apparently the only one of its kind in the nation. And we just found out that two graduates of that program have recently had their short films accepted at the prestigious Tribeca Film Festival in New York City. Brad Jane is a producer with Indie Grants, a collaboration of the South Carolina Film Commission and Trident Technical College. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Brad, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, give us a little bit more of an overview of Indie Grants.
Yeah, so Indie Grants, we're now in our 10th year. It was started as a career and job training program affiliated with the original South Carolina Film Incentive Program. The idea was, if we're going to bring in productions to give good jobs to South Carolinians, let's make sure that we have South Carolinians qualified to take those jobs. Since that first started, it's evolved pretty interestingly, and now our program funds and produces short films by South Carolina filmmakers. We bring in top-notch professionals to come in and help make those films. And then Trident Tech film students work under those professional crews as hands-on training. And one of the key things that we do as we're building these projects is they are run professionally. We're emulating a larger film and TV project because that is a way for this next generation of crew to understand how the industry works, how their department works, how their job works, and it really functions as a bridge for employment. This is an industry like most industries where networking is very important. These film sets are places where students and emerging crew can get access to the department heads and other professionals that are going to be hiring on the next film or TV show that comes in South Carolina. And this is an opportunity for them to show what their skills are and their competency level and good energy, good attitude, hard work ethic, all that stuff.
Well, you must have a line out the door to get into this program then.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of interest in it. We do a funding cycle each year. Typically, we select two films. The funding cycle this year, submissions are due July 26. There's definitely a lot of interest and excitement about it. Every year, we're the only state that does it. We get a lot of notoriety and a lot of respect for that.
And the two films that I mentioned in my introduction that are heading to the Tribeca Film Festival, tell us what happened here.
We're fortunate enough to make two good movies with two sets of very solid South Carolina production teams. One of them is called Abducted. We shot it in the Fort Mill area. The guy named Ben Joyner was the director. He co-wrote it with Josh Sparky. It's got a little bit of a twist to it. Ben, like I said, was born and raised in Fort Mill, and there's always a big pooling of resources with these projects, and having the community support that we did, the Fort Mill Police Department helped us out a lot. That really went a long way towards making the production successful. It also happened to be a really great concept and a great script that Tribeca really loved. In fact, it was one of the first films that they programmed, and they called me pretty quickly just raving about it and wanting to screen it. The second one's a very interesting story as well. It is by a writer-director named Bonnie DiCepolo. She grew up in Columbia with Anna Camp and Monique Coleman, who are two actresses from Columbia. Monique is actually from Orangeburg, who have made impressive careers for themselves as actors in L.A. And they started working in theater together in high school. They always enjoyed working together, and this program was an opportunity for them to come back and make this movie called Graceland, which is about an 11-year-old who believes that she is the reincarnation of Elvis, and how her mom, played by Anna Camp, who wants sort of the perfect family and the perfect house, deals with that situation.
Is the festival online? Is it virtual?
Tribeca is going to be the first major film festival to come back in person, but they do have an online component, and you can view all of the programs, including these two films, online. We also, with our films, will do screenings across the state, typically work-in-progress screenings as they're being cut and before they go out into the film festival circuit. There won't be an opportunity to see these films through those events, but the films we're working on now, they will be screening throughout the state in the coming months. So just keep an eye out for that.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
My pleasure.
Brad Jane is a producer with Indie Grants. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Indie Grants is a collaboration between the South Carolina Film Commission and Trident Technical College. We will have all three of these links posted at our webpage at the synopsis for this radio show so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Just look for on-demand programs and there you'll find us. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.